It's good to be back. Appreciate y'all's prayers for us. We had a wonderful time, wonderful trip, and safe travels. I appreciate that. But this morning, being the new year, a lot of times, a lot of people's minds are upon, you know, those pesky New Year's resolutions. What am I going to do different? What am I going to change? What am I going to do in the new year? You know, a lot of times people is like, well, I want to try to save money better. I want to try to lose weight. I want to try to do this. I want to try to do that. In all aspects, you're wanting to have success in those. Am I right? Well, as far as I know, the only time the word success is used in the Bible, and it's used one time, it's in the book of Joshua. Don't you love the book of Joshua? You don't have to read very much into it before you just kind of get drawn into it. But if you would turn with me to the book of Joshua and look real closely at the verse 8. Book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Last word of that verse is success. Now, let's read the verse to see how it's used. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. So, is that true? Is that right? Absolutely right. Absolutely true. It's the Word of God. It's the faithful Word of God. It says, this book of the law shall not. Now, shall maybe, let's try to do our best. It shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. That's not just knowing the word. Satan knows the word. Not just knowing the word, not just retaining words in our mind, but knowing it, feeling it, living it, keeping it. And how do we do that? He says, thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Every time we read, we need to read and then stop and listen. You know, the Lord can speak to us through His Word. But there's sometimes during that time of meditation, you know, you don't just eat food and then it just goes away. It has to be digested. It has to be broken down before the nutrients, before the benefit from it is received. Brother, that's how it is with us in learning. That's how it is in school. You've got to meditate upon it. You've got to study this. You've got to learn that. You can't just read it. Well, let me put it this way. I can't just read something and boom, I've got it. I know a lot of folks aren't like that. I know some folks have that photographic memory. I guess we all do, but I'm out of film. But anyway, we need to digest it. We need to take some time. And that's why he was saying meditate therein day and night. Keeping it with us, keeping it on our mind. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Even our speech, the way we interact with one another. If we carry this law with us, if we carry this word. You know, the Lord came preaching love. Love one another. What kind of a world would this be if everyone, I know that's never going to happen until the Lord comes back. But how? Just think how it would be. You know, just think about your family. How is your family when everyone shows that love one to another? It's a great thing. That's any group of people, group of church, community, country, nation, the world. If everyone would just observe and to do. But we know we live in a fallen world. We know that's not going to happen. You know, it'd be nice that the whole thing about peace on earth, you know, the whole world peace thing, you know, that's a good goal, but we know it's not going to fully happen till the Lord comes back and squashes all that oppress and oppose. But brother, we can change us. I can do something about me. I can do a better at being a better person. I can do something for me. This is one way for me to be a better person. And if we read that last word again, I'll have success in it. But first, we have to remember, the book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth. Meditate upon it day and night, keeping it throughout the day, keeping it even unto the evening time. And meditation, that's when we're digesting the word. That's when we're trying to sit and listen and be still. And let the word speak to us. Let the spirit within us reveal things to us. If we're so busy that all we can do is just sit there and flip through pages and say, well, I read that chapter, check a book, and go on your way, we're not taking some time to digest it. We're not taking some time to meditate upon it. Now, I understand some people we're busy. Everybody's got something to do, it seems like. You know, even though we have all these devices and things that are supposed to save us time, it seems like we don't ever have enough time. But again, I've said this many times before. Everybody has 24 hours in a day. Same amount of time. It's no more for this, no more for that. It's how we divide it up. Now, I know things can happen. Things can just come up and just wreck our plans for the day. I understand that. And so does the Lord. He himself said, in this life you shall have tribulations. But thankfully he didn't leave it there. He said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And he, being the embodied of the word of God, don't you think if we keep him with us, the one who has overcome the world, it's just like the God talking to Joshua here. And speaking to him. You know, the one thing I love to think about when I think about the book of Joshua is Joshua is going to be in charge. We know that God is fully in charge, but God appointed Joshua to lead this innumerous amount of people. I mean, it doesn't even give us a number of how many it is. It's just a vast number of people. Because, you know, they grew and grew in Egypt, and then when they came out of Egypt. But now, these people, all that were 20 years on and up, have died off. This is the new generation. This is the new generation, if you will, that is going to be coming and taking over the land. So Joshua is being appointed to rule over these people. And he's had to be with them the whole time. Every time they've rebelled, every time they were, you know, stiff-necked, every time they balked at the word of God, every single step of the way, Joshua was there. So it's not like it's a new people. He knows them. It's just like if you knew that you had to take on some rowdy children or something like that, you know them. He knew them. But he was going to be led. He was supposed to be leading them. And how would you like that? Just have that thrust upon you. One day, it's just like you get a knock on the door and say, hey, you're going to be president of the United States. Good luck. Thanks be to God, the Lord didn't do that. I love this. If you would take the time to read all the way down through that verse 8, you would see how the Lord would reassure Joshua. Several times he says, be strong and of a good courage. Be very courageous. And it's a wonderful pep talk telling Joshua, Joshua, I will be with you. Joshua, I will be with you as I was with Moses. He witnessed that. He witnessed how the Lord was with Moses. And now he's telling him, and especially when he says in verse 2, if you look real quickly, verse 2, of chapter 1, it says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses is gone. But if we kind of read in between the lines, the Lord is saying, I'm still here. Amen. I'm still here. The one who is with Moses is going to be with you. And he keeps telling him, I'll be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. I understand this is Old Testament and this is the book of Joshua. But brothers and sisters, it stands firm today. If we were to do this, if we were to observe and to do all that is in his word. Brothers and sisters, we could have blessings upon blessings. Our lives would be more filled with joy. Things would be easier. Now again, in this life you shall have tribulations. But tribulations can be overcome. Things can be easier for us to go through. We can weather storms better if we have the one who can calm storms with just a spoken word. Just like the disciples who were in the ship being tossed to and fro. These seasoned fishermen who have no doubt have been in storms before, but they were fearful of dying. And the Lord himself comes walking on the very thing that they were scared of. Walking on it. And that time that he said, rebuked the wind and calmed the sea. I don't think it took hours for that water to quit churning. I don't think it took a long time for that wind to blow out. You know, some people just can't fathom that. But I believe when the Lord said, peace, be still, he was still. The very one who can just calm storms. And those are physical storms. But brothers and sisters, he can calm storms in our lives. There's some times when people are just facing terrible storms in their life. You may not see it. They may hide it very well. But inside, the storm's raging. This very one who told Joshua that I'll be with you. No one will be able to stand against you. I'll fight your battles for you. It still applies to us. But we need to remember, this book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth. We need to meditate upon it day and night. Read it, understand it, learn it, and then live it. Then will thou make thy way prosperous. Then shall we have good success. So when we're thinking about these resolutions, when we're thinking about things that we need to do better in the year now, this brand new year, this brand new chapter. You know, this was like the brand new generation of the children of Israel that's going to be going in. That's why they needed the second reading of the law. That's why they needed all this. Like the book of Deuteronomy, if you just take the time to read it and just go over and just read and read. You know, I kind of like to think of the book of Deuteronomy as the do's and don'ts. In chapter 28, it said, and it came to pass, Deuteronomy 28 said, it came to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Hearken unto the diligently. Hearken diligently. And verse 2, it says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. But, if we skip on down to verse 15, he says, but it shall come to pass if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. We want to have peace. I like to have a peaceful household. I like to have a peaceful church. Peace is a wonderful thing to have. And if we're clinging to the one who can create peace, create a great peace out of a great storm, we need to be clinging to him. And the best way we can do that is by clinging to his word. Amen. Clinging to his word. Hearken diligently unto his word, as it says in Deuteronomy. And just remember, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Meditate upon it day and night. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous and have good success. So if we want to have good success, if we want, I'm not saying you're going to be loaded with money. I'm just saying we're going to have make our way prosperous. What are we trying to do in the service of the Lord? If we're trying to do good, brothers and sisters, He's going to bless us by doing that. If we're trying to live His way, keeping His word, that way we'll be blessed. That way we'll be prosperous. That way we'll have good success. So if that is one of our resolutions, to be a good person, to be a better person, brothers and sisters, let's meditate upon His word. Hearken diligently unto His commandments. And then we'll have a prosperous and successful path, because He's going to bless good works. He's a wonderful, loving, and understanding Heavenly Father. He knows and He cares. So often we hear in the world talking about the Lord, it's like, especially if you just read that about the, if you just do what I tell you to, or else you're going to be cursed. His ways are not hard. His burden is light, and His yoke is easy. Let's go to Him. That way we can find rest. And when we're well rested and we're at peace, we can be better at what He's told us to do. So if there's life that's throwing us in turmoil, we need to cling to the One who can grant peace. So like we started, these New Year's resolutions, things we're wanting to do, things we're wanting to better ourselves about, brothers and sisters, if they're good works, let's cling to His word. Hearken diligently unto His commandments and His word. Meditate upon it. And brothers and sisters, He'll bless it. That's a promise He's made. That's a promise in the Old Testament, but it stands just as good today. His word is timeless. It doesn't matter if it's Old Testament, New Testament. It still applies. It's the same God, and He changes not. Praise God for that. And may the Lord bless you.